The big question many people have is how do we obtain self-love? And it's funny because a lot of the time we meet people that come off as if they have self-love, and those are sometimes the most insecure people. waiting to destroy you, by the way. It's just incredible the different masks that we could put on and the show that we could perform for other people around us. But the true peace, true self-love, true happiness is a secret, is a big secret from within, you know? And what's amazing about you is that nobody can hear what you're thinking. Nobody can hear what you're feeling. You're a very big secret. But the thing is you don't want to be a secret to yourself. And there's so many people walking the earth that they are their own secret. They don't know anything about themselves. They don't know their weaknesses. They don't know their strengths. They don't know things that need to be changed for their better good. And, you know, that causes a lot of unhappiness. And the whole goal is to experience happiness, love, peace, happiness. And you can only give what you have. And the more love you have for yourself, the more love you're going to give to other people, and the more you're going to love life. And that's why you don't want to be your own secret. You want to crack the code. You want to know who you are. Who are you? Who is the one in your mind, in your thoughts? Which one is you? Which one is the enemy in your mind? Who is the enemy that talks bad to you? And who's the you? You in your mind, if you listen to your thoughts. Now, I'm going to use the example as there's an enemy in your mind, and then there's you. Think about when you were a child, how you thought about things. You were just happy. You didn't overthink them. You didn't analyze them. You were just you. You were happy. You were laughing. You were going on beautifully with your life, right? And that's you. And as we get older and stuff, the different influences from people, situation, and bad experiences, there becomes a growth of an enemy in our minds. You can label it any way you want, but we'll just call it the enemy. And the more that we listen to that voice of the enemy, which we could say that it was people from your past that might have abused you or said bad things to you if you were bullied in school, and they said, man, you know, it can be influences from the past. So the problem that occurs is with those bad ideas, false ideas, negative comments that come up in the mind, all of those things, right? The more and more you listen to them, the more and more you feed them, the closer they come to the real you. That's why it feels like it's you speaking, because you've already listened, you've decided to accept it, believe it, and now it comes closer and closer to that voice in you that is positive in love, peace, and happiness. And the closer that bad voice comes, the more you start to believe that it's you. And when you believe it's you, that's when you start behaving according to those thoughts, feeling according to those thoughts. So if you're being nasty to yourself, which isn't you, but if you have believed those thoughts, they can start to become part of the way you feel, the what you believe, how you live your life. So if you've ever had like one negative thought that comes up, a new one, right? It comes in real fast and you're like, oh God, that's scary. And then you stop thinking about it, right? If you were to have entertained that thought, eventually it's going to come so close that it's going to be at your forefront of your thinking, and it's going to become part of your belief system, and it's going to be something that can cause you fear, can cause you anger, whatever the thought may entertain, whatever emotion it may entertain, which we know it's most likely not good. So, but it's funny because when you hear a new bad thought and you're not used to hearing that one, you may just reject it and it goes away. But the ones that you actually entertain are the ones that can become part of your life. And that's why it's so important to listen to what you're saying or what's going on in your mind. And knowing that the you is the one that's speaking kindly. Now, if you're at the point where there's no kindness being spoken, it's so important to start reprogramming and refreshing and awakening the you, the real you. The you laughing as a child, the you having fun, the you playing. You have to wake that part of you up, because now that enemy in your thoughts has taken over. And it's not true unless you believe it to be true. So the way to awaken that you, the real you, the happy, love, peace, happiness you, that starts with the affirmations. You put on affirmations on YouTube. I am happy. I am grateful. I am beautiful. I am successful. I am at peace. I am giving. I am generous. I like who I am. Even if you write down some of them and repeat them throughout the day, it's going to start waking up you. And it's going to start pushing away those other voices, thoughts that come in, the fear, the other emotions that we don't want to live by. Self-love is with you from day one. Self-love is yours. Self-love is part of you. And I said this in another talk. I had said that when somebody says something offensive to you and you get hurt by it, that's because the real you didn't agree with what the person was saying. That's because you do have self-love in you. That person that you really are is there. And if it wasn't, if somebody insults you, just say, yeah, I agree with you. You wouldn't get insulted. You wouldn't get angry. You wouldn't get sad. If somebody came up to you and said, you're a real fucking asshole. If you truly believed that and you didn't have that part of you that really does know who you are, you just say, yeah, I am a fucking asshole. Yeah. And you know what? You might even be, you will get into a place though when you have enough self-love that when people do insult you or say anything, you know, negative to you, you won't even care because you'll be so stern in who you are that you won't really, it won't shake you. But my point is that if somebody insults you and you feel negative feelings on that, that's because somewhere inside of you is the real you that sticks up for you, that loves you and thinks highly of you. So it's interesting to be able to separate your thoughts and know, you know what, this is me talking. And when the other thoughts come in, nah, that's an influence from outside of me talking, you know. And once you're able to start noticing who's who, you'll be able to stick with you more. You'll be able to know the secrets of you. You'll be able to no longer be a secret to yourself. You'll become your best friend. You'll become secure in yourself. You'll become, feel safe within yourself and have peace in yourself. Nothing those bad thoughts say matters. It's not true. Nothing anybody says outside of you matters unless you've decided that it matters. What matters is you feeling happiness and peace. If you believe in God, God wants you to be happy. All these rules and regulations and insanity that people have put about God, that's a complete lie, okay? That would be a narcissist God that says you have to do this, 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 and that, and then I'll love you. I mean, that's crazy. God wants you to be happy and to recognize you. And you are the one that has love for yourself, for others, and for this gift of life. You're not the one that feels anxious, depressed, angry, self-sabotages, harms yourself. You're not that person. That's not you. That's what you've obtained through this. There's so many influences of this world, and bad experiences do happen depending on how you want to look at them.
and how you react to them. And the more that you get to know the you, the more you're able to reject those influences, those ideas, those things that keep you far away from love, peace, and happiness, which is you. You are love, you are peace, and you are happiness. You're not anger, you're not confusion, you're not anxiety, you're not darkness, until or unless you've decided to believe that lie. There's always a door to a lie. I don't know why, but there is lies, okay, in this life, for whatever reason. It's very abundant. Don't be part of the crew that drowns in lies. It's bad enough we have to deal with the liars outside of us. Why lie to yourself? Why not be your friend? Why not be your encouragement? Why not? That's you. And the enemy in your thoughts is always going to try to knock you down and keep you away from that side of your mind that says kind things sometimes. Hopefully, as time goes on, it's going to be all the time. There's no reason to fall for that trick. There's no reason to be so aware and in belief of the lies and so far away from the truth and so far away from you, from your own self. There's no reason to be stuck in a place where you are your own secret because you've taken the time and have allowed yourself to believe the falsehoods in your mind, to believe the lie. There's no reason for that. Don't be your own secret. Be the person who rejects the lies, the falsehoods, the talk that's bad. Be the person that says, oh, that's me talking, the one that's being encouraging, and the other part is just mumbo jumbo that I'm not accepting, that isn't going to run my life, that isn't going to run my behavior. Thoughts could be looked at like a storm, okay? Let's picture a storm far away in the distance. It's still blue skies where you are, but you can see in the distance there's a storm. If you drive closer and closer to that storm, you're eventually going to be under the storm and in the storm. And that's thoughts. The more that you pay attention to them and the more you feed into them and the more that you start to believe them, the more they become who you are and they become your reality. And when you start acting and feeling in those thoughts, good or bad, this goes for both, the more you start believing them and living in them and acting upon them, the more you create the world around you. The more you can see a life of misery, or the more you can see your life in a place of peace and self-love. You get to choose. It's really, you know, I've said this before as well. Emotions are like drugs. Are you under the influence of anger? Are you under the influence of lies? Are you under the influence of sadness? Do you want to be under the influence of happiness? It's drugs, drugs, drugs of the mind, natural drugs. And the more that we listen to what's being said and we can reject them, like you hear something, you go, not interested, you know, and start thinking of happier things. Pay attention to the movies you're watching. Pay attention to the songs you're listening to. Pay attention to everything you're allowing to be absorbed by your mind that come from the outside. And the more that you listen to positive things and you're around positive people, even if you just need to be by yourself, maybe you don't have any positivity around you, get away from it. Take time to be alone. And in time, with your new mindset, which is basically meeting yourself and sticking to the real you, you're going to attract the people that are more in tune with themselves, more in tune with love, peace, and happiness. And you won't be able to deal with anything outside of that. You'll get to a point where anybody that's negative or not good, you're going to see it instantly and just stay away. from them. And, you know, we have to hope for the best for these people. And now I understand why God has mercy on people that do really harmful, bad things. And to me, the reason for that is they have heard the negative, believed it enough that it became part of who they are, and they've acted upon it. And now their life is in shambles. And it's a shame because it didn't have to be that way. But if we aren't conscious enough and aware and believing in the fact that you are good, you aren't bad, you aren't all bad, you're good, and we pay more attention to that side of ourselves, the more we learn, the more we meet ourselves, like, wow, man, I really love you. I think you're awesome. Wow, that was funny, that joke you just said in your head, you know? And I've heard bad stuff in my mind, of course, right? And I go, recently something, I don't remember what the thought was. And I went, interesting. He said, that was interesting. And I just let it go. You know, like, no, that's not me. That's funny. That's a scary, crazy thought. Next, that's not me talking. I don't know where that came from. Maybe I watched a horror movie 2 weeks ago and that stayed in my mind. I don't watch horror movies or anything like that, but I do watch court cases and, you know, crimes people commit and all that. And all that is from the mind. It just is. If they didn't act upon these thoughts that aren't really them, but they've made them by acting upon these negative, horrific thoughts that create the influences of emotions that are negative, and then negative happens. And once you've participated in the behavior that confirms and carried out the thought and emotion, now that's you. Now, right now in that moment, the world sees you as bad. Bad thoughts, bad mind, bad behavior. Now what do you do? That's why I think a lot of the time, people that go to prison, they find God after they've already committed these bad crimes, because now you're in a place where you don't really have leeway or the freedom to commit bad and to feed into the bad thoughts and to behave upon them. So now the only which way to go is to go the other way, meeting you, meeting your love, your peace, and your happiness, having very little. It's almost like you have to go to that place because there's nothing left. When there's nothing left, it's so funny how most of the time we turn to something happy for survival. We turn to God. We turn to something greater. And it's just, if you look at it like that, it really could tell you a lot. Why is it that a lot of the time at people's breaking point, that's when the transformation happens? That's when the acknowledgement of your good side happens. And the reason I believe for that is because with every bad has an ending. Bad is not infinite. Infinite eternity is God. Bad always has an ending, always has a crashing point. That's why when you hear people that are on a bad route, they're like, well, they have to hit rock bottom. Because there's always an ending to bad. And when you can't do any bad anymore, and you can't feel any worse, you turn the other way into the infinite. And the infinite is love, is peace, and happiness. There's no ending to that. You understand? And that's where the expression probably comes from. There's always a light at the end of the tunnel. Because there is always an ending to the darkness, because there's always an ending to lies. You ever heard of a lie that lasted forever? It always comes out. There's always an ending to the lie, right? But there's never an ending to truth. And truth can be interrupted by lies. Truth is love, peace, and happiness. It can be interrupted by lies. But when truth enters lies, it destroys lies. You understand? And that's why we have to really see the significance of truth and the significance of lies. Lies are not as strong as the truth. Your truth, who you are, is the entity of a love, peace, and happiness. The department in our mind of meanness, lies, negativity, since it isn't as strong as being in love, peace, and happiness and the truth, it is keeping you in a weakened state. You don't want to be in a weakened state. You want to be powerful. You want to be strong. You want to be having the best experiences possible, experience fun, happiness, and joy. And you have the power to do so. You just may need somebody like me to be like, listen, and literally listen to who you are listening to in your mind. The one that's speaking positivity is you. Anything outside of that is not you. You need to reject it right away. You need to reject it right away. Because anything that you believe will become your reality, will become part of your character, will become part of your behavior, will dictate your life. So if you start speaking kindness, not start speaking, it's there already. You just have to start listening to it and wake it up. It's there waiting. It's you. That is you. You're observing. The you is silent, observing all of these negative thoughts and just taking them in and believing that's you. But you're the one who's standing and watching and listening. Do you realize that? You're listening to those things. You're like the you is sitting in a chair listening to this crazy talk from whoever and whatever that is. But we want to open the mouth up of the real you, the one that's going to speak great things to you, that's going to give you encouragement, give you love, give you peace, and give you happiness. We want that mouth to start talking. We want those ideas to start running through our mind and chasing out that other crap that goes on that isn't true. We want to wake that one up. Okay, now it's your time. Your turn to start talking. The you. That's you. Truth is infinite. Infinity. The lies and everything can be quieted down by the truth. The lies can be destroyed by the truth. And that is where you have to recognize how important you are and how there is a joy and happiness within you, and it's ready, willing, and able. We just have to let it speak now. I hope that you understood what I was saying, and even if you didn't, it will sink in. It's going to be playing in your subconscious, and maybe I can reach the real you from hearing this, and I say, wake up. Start speaking. Start speaking your wonderful ideas, thoughts, and encouragement. So I speak to the you that you have silenced. I speak to the you that is still a secret to you. I hope that that secret is uncovered, that you realize who you are and who is that voice in your mind. Where is it? Who is it? And I hope it starts speaking now. Not being silenced no more. Speaking, giving you all of the beautiful perspectives. The beautiful perspectives that are hidden inside of you. They're not, I don't want them hidden anymore. They need to wake up, speak, and come out of hiding. Because you are love, you are peace, and you are happiness.